Today on WikiNews, we briefly recap some of the stories appearing on WikiNews this week and from around the world. Today is Saturday, March 24, 2012. I am Chad Tu, and this is WikiNews. A magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Mexico this week. The epicenter was in the state of Guerrero, but the quake also caused injuries to the north in Mexico City. Police have reported 11 injuries in Mexico. Also in Guerrero, 12 police were ambushed and killed while searching for the bodies matching 10 severed heads, apparent victims of the Mexican drug war. The United Nations is appealing to the international community for more aid for the Sahel region in Africa. The UN estimates that 16 million people may soon suffer from a food shortage there. The organization has only received about a quarter of the $1 billion required for the food crisis, and UNICEF is preparing to provide 1.5 million children with food. The UN is trying to act quickly so that the situation does not get out of control. The leader of Egypt's Coptic Christian Church has died. Services were held on Tuesday with Pope Shenouda III of Alexandria in full regalia, including a gold crown. The 88-year-old Pope spent 40 years leading Egypt's 10 million Copts. In 1981, Shenouda was exiled to his cathedral by then-President Anwar Sadat for sectarian troublemaking. President Hosni Mubarak freed him 4 years later. King George Tupou V of Tonga has also died. The king introduced democracy to Tonga. The 63-year-old came to power in 2006. And 2 years later, he ended feudal rule after 165 years. Tupou's younger brother is next in line to the throne. North Korea plans to launch a long-range rocket around mid-April to celebrate founder Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday. North Korea and the United States had reached an agreement just 16 days before the announcement. North Korea had agreed to stop its nuclear program, while the United States had promised a quarter of a million metric tons of food. If the launch takes place, U.S. officials said the food deal may be compromised. The U.S. Air Force is upgrading their F-22 Raptor jet fighter planes after an accident that killed a pilot. Captain Jeffrey Hanley crashed in Alaska in late 2010. His wife is pursuing legal action against the plane's manufacturer, Lockheed Martin. The plane has had problems with the ring handle that activates emergency oxygen on the aircraft. The Air Force is replacing all of those handles with new ones. Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas has dismissed 75 employees over the past 3 months. These dismissals came after the hospital failed both state and federal inspections. The hospital hired a new chief nursing officer to help reorganize the nursing system. The hospital has until April of 2013 to reach compliance with regulations. Late Saturday, Fabrice Muamba, the Football Association's Bolton player, collapsed during a game with the Tottenham Hotspurs. After 10 minutes, Muamba was taken down the tunnel, and ESPN reported he was not breathing at that time. Tributes soon flooded in. Muamba joined the Bolton Wanderers in 2008. And in the United States, Wendy's surpassed Burger King to become the number 2 hamburger chain. McDonald's held on to number 1 in sales with $34 billion in 2011. Wendy's followed with $8.5 billion, and Burger King came close, 100 million short of Wendy's. And those are the headlines for this week. This has been the Audio WikiNews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free news service, and it is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.